Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on this week in Houston? On Saturday, yours truly, an art show hosted by Jay Anthony Brown in Houston, baby.
And then we celebrate the King holiday in Houston.
Oh, man.
Sing, sing, celebrate. Man.
Yes.
On the 19th.
On the holiday.
On the 19th.
Sing, on sing, Monday, celebrate. The holiday, the road tour for the new year begins.
Kicks off.
Yeah, we've got
in
the jackets
H-Town?
That have been cleaned.
H-Town, let's see, Beaumont, Shreveport, and Little Rock.
The Rock of Little, as Jay would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rock of Little, baby.
So that's what's going on next
that's
week.
That's what happens
yeah.
next week.
Full
We're
show. Getting ready.
And you kick it off with an art show.
Yeah.
An art show in H-Town.
Yeah. Jay had a dream, a nightmare last night. He came in.
Oh, my
in.
God, it's the worst.
He came
it
in.
Is
and
the
said,
worst.
So I had a nightmare.
And what was your nightmare?
The dream was, Sybil, that I woke up and it was 7:35. I need to play that number. 7:35.
In L.A.
Which
means
LA.
The show is long over.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
my.
Show ends yeah. in, when you factor in the time
difference.
Yeah. The show runs 3 to 7 in Los Angeles. So if he wakes up in Los Angeles at 7:35, he dreamed that he missed the entire show. He missed the whole show. And it was a nightmare player.
And, oh my God.
And what was the worst part of it?
Oh, Huggy's gonna kill me.
Huggy.
Not Tom.
I mean, I work for Tom, but
you
were
worried about being the Bama of the Week.
You were worried
I'm Bama
about
of the Week, man.
Huggy getting you.
Not worried about.
Not getting fired. Huggy. Lord, what
I get fired say? Before, but the worst part
is being Bama of the Week.
Being Bama of the Week. Not being Ooh. Late for your job no, where your boss is sitting there.
Your boss
oh,
is
my
there.
Gosh.
No one wants to be Bama of the Week.
We've all been Bama. I mean,
yeah,
you
we've all been Bama
it,
of the Week,
but
man.
But your record.
Yeah, man. You when you're late, you hear it's the only job you hear that you're late on the radio.
Right.
Only job.
Everybody else can have that, you know. Ah.
Okay, Ohio State.
All right.
Number one. All right, Columbus, Ohio. Yes. No, celebrate.
The first
Can I just say something,
player?
You know I don't know that much about sports.
Uh-huh.
But the way they were talking about this game and this black quarterback, I don't even know his name, Sybil. I'm sure how much I don't know. I know
well,
one
Ohio
was black,
State.
One was white.
Yeah.
They were talking about this black quarterback like he didn't even exist. Like he had no chance of winning this game.
And he beat the dog mess.
He beat the dog mess out of that white boy.
Now he is his name is Cardale Jones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And and they really didn't talk about him. I mean, they were
No.
Yeah.
No, they didn't
almost
talk about
like they were using the N-word. I mean, cuz Oregon State's going to win because they don't have an N-word quarterback and the N-word quarterback at Ohio. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, man.
That's what a lot of people heard.
There's no way the N-word quarterback can be smarter than the white quarterback. He is so fast.
And they talked about him.
He is so smart. And
the white quarterback is fast and smart.
Wow.
That's something you don't get in a white quarterback. On the other hand, the black quarterback, he's all right.
He's not that fast.
There's nowhere in the world. Nowhere in the world Ohio State can beat Oregon. There's wow. no way.
They beat the dog.
And disregard, you know, the beating of Wisconsin, of Alabama.
Yeah.
They may have done that, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This man, Oregon.
They're the Oregon Ducks, right?
Yeah.
That I do know. They beat the duck out of Oregon.
And they tried to tear Columbus, Ohio up last night.
Yeah,
Sarah.
it was quite a reaction.
They had tear gas and everything.
Man, this close to King Holiday, you go ahead, man. You go ahead. You did the damn thing.
Congratulations.
There's no way. Well, if you ask me, there's no way that the white quarterback can beat the N-word.
That's what you heard, huh?
That's exactly what I heard.
Yeah. All right, over in Paris, They're still teasing the Muslims with these cartoons.
Well, not just teasing. Today is the first day for the printing of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, mm-hmm. and the front page is a picture of Muhammad with a tear coming down and saying that they will continue, and Charlie Hebdo lives, and so they've taken obviously the murders very seriously, but they're coming back full force doing what they were known to do and what they've been charged to do. A lot of people are saying, is this the wisest? And other people are saying, well, you got to stand strong and let them know that this isn't going to be the end of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I say quit playing with these people. Some people you just can't play with. Okay. You've known that all your life, from school to work to some people you just don't like to play. And they let you know on no uncertain terms. They're not playing.
Look, I'm not a person who plays.
Okay? I'm not a person that plays. You all know somebody like that.
They don't play.
They just don't play. And that's what these people are. They don't play. They're not finished doing. Mm-hmm. They've already threatened to blow up the Eiffel Tower. And they might try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some more people might die. Just leave these people alone. All right? They don't want to play with you. You got cartoons? Okay. You got a right to do your cartoons? Well, there's a price for that.
Yeah. Joke Reverend Run. Nobody would.
Joke Reverend Run?
Did a cartoon of Reverend Run.
Yeah. There are a lot of other people out there that you can joke. You don't have to just joke these Muslims. Yeah.
Reverend Adenoid. Yeah.
Joke. Some people are just not jokey people. Yeah. You know them. You know they don't joke. And they let you know that they don't joke.
All right, go ahead. When you did that, go ahead on now. that's usually a warning.
The other side of this is the major.
But that kind of gives into what they want. So, and I understand Charlie's. I understand their point of view. It's like, we're not going to be controlled by protesters. This is what we
because
do.
Because we have the First Amendment right. Well, yeah. We have the freedom to speech.
Okay. Well, then these people are saying that some people are going to get killed.
And they did.
And
the other side of this is that the major mass rally that took place around the world on Sunday, with the center of it being in Paris, a lot of people are saying that are giving the White House a lot of grief, saying that somebody other than the ambassador to France should have been there representing the United States, namely the president or the vice president. The Attorney General was in Paris, and he didn't attend. But the White House said yesterday that they got it wrong, that somebody of a higher rank should have been there other than the ambassador. And the discussion afterwards was the security level, and would they be able to, you know, make the president and everything.
Now, that's playing into their... all the world leaders went together in a protest march,
and there were you know, leaders of all these countries, but the security issue was of a great consideration. But the Republicans, one of the discussions was the president wasn't going to be the center of attention, and so this is why he decided not to go. To France.
Really?
It's really.
France, seriously, he's not going to be the center of attention.
This is us. This is the United States. And the Republicans here are saying, you know, it's because he wasn't going to be the center of attention.
Instead of coming down on the president for not protesting with the protesters, instead of doing more cartoons, figure out how to make nice with these people.
Right.
I don't think making nice is the answer, Tom.
Mm-mm.
Well, then, stop teasing him.
Well, I
then let
I
you know
that, point.
That I understand your
what
point.
You're saying too, but I just don't know that. I mean, because if that is if that's the answer is to make nice, then that just starts the whole domino effect of stopping all of us from saying what we think.
What about the domino effect of more of these killings? What about that domino effect?
But I don't think that this is just going to be the end of them finding reasons to kill people.
May not be. But this is one thing that we know they don't like.
And then there'll be another thing and another thing
and another thing.
There's always going to be something.
There's always going to be something. Well, deal with this one first.
No, you can't.
They're telling you right now. They don't want to play with you.
Yeah. Well, it's not. I don't think they're playing. I don't think this is their point of view, which they have the right to do. And you're going to always have fanatics that are going to go out
and they don't like it.
But they've all
and they're going to kill somebody.
But these people who work for Charlie Hebdo knew that this was the risk that they took.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it's very brave of them to continue to do what they've been doing.
You call it brave?
That's what reporting is all about.
But that's what freedom of speech is. That's how we have jobs.
Some people you just don't play with.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that they were playing. I think they were expressing their point of view, and they're going to get upset no matter what.
Would you do a cartoon?
If I was a publisher of that newspaper, yes,
No. Just right now.
No. We're talking
you,
it. Well,
would you do it? Would you do a cartoon teasing Muslims and Muhammad?
He does cartoons in effect every day, teasing people.
Yeah, okay. I tease people every day. Yeah. That's how I eat.
But you're not. Okay. That's my point. I rest. All right.
But then.